presentation, I wanted to focus on the language that truly ties all of us together, music. In the 20th century, we saw a complete evolution of music. Among the most important influencers on that evolution were African Americans. Musical traditions brought through the bonds of slavery, slave spirituals, chants, and work calls gave way to the blues genre, which, as we know, had a very profound effect on the music industry. One of the most important of those influencers was a man many of you probably know, B.B. King, and I wanted to share a quick backstory about Mr. King and his well-known guitars. He apparently named every single one of his guitars Lucille because two men at one of his performances fought over a woman named Lucille, and in the course of that altercation somehow knocked over a kerosene heater and set the venue on fire. Well, story has it that B.B. King went back into the building to rescue his famed guitar. But after that, he named the guitars Lucille for two reasons. First of all, to remind him to never run into a burning building again. And second, to never fight over a woman. The biggest takeaway about the blues genre, though, is not about being sad. It's instead about rising above oppression. It's about looking forward to what's next. And the influence of blues music can be felt in several other genres, including jazz, rock, and country. Jazz would also transform the music world as it mutated to give way to swing, soul, and rock and roll. Artists such as Elvis Presley created their sound by combining the influences of boogie-woogie, blues, and jazz. Think about Count Basie and his amazing big band all the way to Ray Charles and James Brown. The end of the 20th century saw the birth of hip-hop and rap. So the music industry will continue to expand as new genres are created and explored. However, let us not forget the musical contributions and sounds that African Americans have given and continue to give to the musical community. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Beatty. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
I would like to make an announcement.
You are in order.
Thank you. So, you guys missed a great event this weekend. Something I know you guys, your hearts would be broken. It was my birthday on Saturday. So, yeah. Aww. Along with my twin, you know, Philomena, she usually comes, but she didn't want to brave the Iowa weather, so she stayed in California. So, you know, they got a lot of rain, so big whoop, right? Okay, anyway, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because my beautiful younger daughter decided to make me some cookies, and she does this professionally, and the name of her company is called I Lick the Spoon, and she did a wonderful job back there. I have lots of cookies back there. They're individually wrapped. So please enjoy the wonderful home-baked cookies. Now, they're a little thicker than normal, but that's the way she makes them. So please go ahead and enjoy the cookies back there. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Abdul Samad. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement and a reintroduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. The announcement is for the body, and ladies and gentlemen, is that the Black History Program is taking place today.